a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry! With 0.6 seconds remaining.
He could have easily gotten 5 or 6 yards if he would have just pulled that thing down and dove forward.
But why do you even ponder passing? I mean, you can take a knee and try a 56-yard field goal. This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
Oh, what a play by Mike Williams. A touchdown of 19 yards. I mean, he put Jamarcus King on his back and gave that chicken a ride.
Free throw shooter.
Clark in a straight jacket.
Oh, he didn't need to do that. He threw it away. King cookies.
To the sideline, caught first down.
Woo! What a hit, Denzel Ward! You got barbecue back there, and you didn't invite me. Hurt my feelings.
Well, there's Chase Hunter. 2 seconds. One launches a three. Good if it goes. It does. Chase Hunter, the three at the buzzer sends Clemson into the locker room up 10. 25.
A double pumper. That was a double pump shot.
That was another one from the band down by the river.
Now, let's go live to Faxon Childress and John Hight.
We welcome you in, everybody, to the Thursday edition of Facts on Sports with Faxon Childress and John Hight right here on 105.5, 97.5 The Roar. Really excited to have you with us as we are live from the Whataburger in Easley. You can come out and see us right on Calhoun Memorial Highway. We got the van out front. Should be able to get that for you as well. So T-shirts, hats, wristbands, all-in coffee. We got the Stanley Cups as well with the tumblers for you guys, all for Tigers for Tatas. And again, all proceeds going to Dabo and Kathleen Sweeney's All-In Foundation. Walt Deptula on the morning shift this morning. I'm not sure if he got a wink of sleep, to be completely honest with you, after checking off a road rage late last night. But he did a phenomenal job kickstarting the day for us with the Tigers for Tatas campaign. We're going to bring you in on the note that this is our day for giving here with Tigers for Tatas. And folks, today is a big day on the text lines. Our text to give, T4T, that is T, the number 4T, to 53555. That is T4T to 53555. We're going to be plugging it big time today throughout the course of the three-hour show because it's our day of giving. And folks, we have a matching gift for today of up to $10,000 by a very generous donor. So everything you donate in today, up to $10,000, that's going to be doubled up for the All In Foundation. Super appreciative of our listeners, super appreciative of the generosity to match up to five figures with that $10,000 quota, John, and excited to raise some freaking money today because this is the best time of the year.
I'm excited. I am humbled. I am moved, and I'm floored by what Walt was able to do this morning.
What an unbelievable job.
I'm also tip of the cap to Steve Vogel, who is getting the party started here for our show, Facts on Sports, this morning, already getting in and making a donation. T4T to 53555. Get in. Make a difference. Every dollar helps. I'm a tip of the cap to Walt Deptula this morning. I'll share some of this story later on, but as the son of a breast cancer survivor, to see Walt Deptula get up this morning at the earliest time that I think he has gotten up in 35 years and be able to get this much money going to start this day, I think it's a bad thing to say that I'm speechless because we're in talk radio, but I'm borderline speechless right now. And Casey already getting in this morning. Casey, thank you so much for getting in. This event every year just really it moves me. And on a day like today where – you know, the sports stuff is important, right? We're going to talk about Clemson, SMU. We're going to talk about the NFL. We're going to talk about all the games this week in our Pick'em contest, all that. We have a little Clemson basketball for you later on today as well. But, man, this is all about making a difference here in the upstate and keeping all this money here locally to help fight breast cancer here in the upstate.
Definitely. And, you know, you guys have been so supportive and so responsive throughout the course of this month, as always. And, again, Steve and Casey getting us started out today. Thank you all so much for the support. any sort of donation means a ton, whether it's a small amount of money, whether it's a large amount of money.
Yep.
It might as well count the same from the perspective
of... Every donation matters.
Every donation matters, and the generosity from our listeners and people really pouring into us as we're pouring into them for such a great cause. It's very humbling, as John said, and it's a blessing to have people that are so responsive and so willing to give. So today, we're going to issue a challenge in honor of SMU coming up this upcoming weekend. Ben and Kwok, one of my favorite things that they do for their, you know, raising money efforts on Out of Bounds, they've always got a story and they've always got a number to try and drive donations.
Yes.
My number today, $34.31. $34.31 in honor of Clemson's ACC championship game victory over the SMU Mustangs on December 7, 2024. You got the Mustangs coming in town this weekend, John, looking for revenge for that ACC championship game. Let's all take a trip down memory lane to Nolan Hoosier knocking it through the uprights up in Charlotte, North Carolina. And on that note, $34.31 donations today. And John, I'm pleased to announce, if we get 100 people to donate that $34.31, we'll already be at our $10,000 that's getting matched and doubled up because of the great job that Walt Deptula did in the morning show.
Absolutely, and I appreciate you framing it that way so the math is easy for me to put my head around. So thank you very much for that this morning. I appreciate it.
That's our goal of today, folks. 100 people giving $34.31, and you will have you all the way to that $10,000 mark to be matched for Tigers for Tatas, and that's before the afternoon programming even gets started.
Yeah.
We got 7 more hours of programming.
And that's before you have Out of Bounds Live from Nick Lavery Law Firm today in Clemson. Noon to 3, go by and see the guys there. And that's also before you have Mickey Plyler. Yes, Mickey is going to work today. He's not taking the day off. Mickey's going to work this afternoon. He's going to be at Turner's Jewelers in Seneca. He will be out there along with Will Clanton will be out there hanging out with Mickey later on today. So go by and see them if you're in Seneca. Nick Lavery Law Firm in Clemson today. But most importantly, today is about the text to give. Text T4T to 53555 and let's save some lives today.
T4T to 53555. And then on that note, we will hop into the program. And again, we're out on Calhoun Memorial Highway here at Whataburger and Easley. If you'd like to stop by, support Tigers for Tatas. We've got T-shirts. We've got hats. We've got wristbands. We've got our methodical coffee with the all-in blend and more. That must have been what Walt had this morning. You know,
Walt must have had a whole tin of methodical coffee to get going this morning. But it was well consumed, obviously.
Yes.
$7,000 getting this day started.
Of course. Phenomenal job by Mr. Deptula and Sam Jones here in the morning program. All right, 654-ROAR is the number if you'd like to check in on the show. We're going to start talking some ball, but we're going to bring up that day of giving probably every segment here today, John. T4T to 53555. And again, if 100 of y'all at home can get in with a $34.31 donation, we will be at our $10,000 mark for the day, which was our goal coming into the day because that's what gets matched. And we'll do it before the afternoon shift even starts.
And yes, we do have the $34.31 that I want to encourage and fax. And thank you for doing the math and setting that up. But also know if that is something that you not feel comfortable donating today, there is, if you text T4T to 53555, in the list of options there is an $11 tab for 11 years of Tigers for Tatas, and there's also a $20 Roar Day of Giving tab for today specifically. So be sure, if the $34.31 is not something that you feel compelled or that you are capable of doing, there are other options, and listen, a dollar helps.
Yes.
You know, every dollar helps in to fight cancer. So, and you know, I am going to at some point today, you know, we were talking about this before the show, I want to talk about what my family had to go through with my mother's fight in beating breast cancer. But also, listeners, if you feel compelled and it's on your heart, if you feel like your story can help, please get in 654-ROAR today. I am always moved when we hear from survivors and we hear from people who have fought the fight. I think that can really help, you know, resonate with people out there as well. So 654-ROAR today if you want to get, if you want to talk sports as well. We're going to talk sports. I promise.
Yes.
We are going to get into talking sports.
We will be talking sports throughout the course of the program today. But again, T4T to 53555. Let's get the ball rolling, whether it's $11, whether it's $20, whether it's $34.31. Would love for y'all to keep being so supportive of our Tigers for Tatas campaign right here on the Roar. All right, John, on the sports front, last night on the television, there's not a whole lot to call home about here. Jacksonville State beat up on Delaware pretty good. UTEP beat up on Sam Houston pretty good. anything on either of these two games, to be honest with you. I wasn't overly intrigued. And then in Major League Baseball, we had an absolute snoozer and a blowout there as well. So there was...
Told you that was coming, though.
Yeah,
I told
you
that was coming yesterday. That was going to be too easy for the Seattle Mariners.
They had to Mariner it up at some point, and
you had
that
to,
came yesterday.
You know, there was no way that the Seattle Mariners of all franchises, and I mean no disrespect by saying this, were going to sweep an ALCS. Now, it is upsetting for the fans there in the ballpark that you had the big unit Randy Johnson to come out and throw the first pitch for the first ALCS in Seattle since 2001. Gosh, I cannot believe it has been that long. I remember that game very vividly. So it's wild that it's been over 20 years since then. But tip of the cap to the Blue Jays. Yeah, they weren't going to go down without a fight. Watch the first couple innings of this game. And then, of course, right when I turned the channel, I happened to pull up Twitter 2 minutes later, and then that's when the onslaught by Toronto started. So I was like, well, you know, it's not even worth going back to. Let Toronto just keep doing their thing.
Yeah, J-Rod, being Julio Rodriguez, hit a two-run shot in the bottom of the first to kind of get the ball rolling for the Mariners, and they left a couple runners in scoring position. And right when that happened and they let Bieber off the hook, I'm like, I wonder if that's going to come back to bite them, because I think they had second and third with two outs in the bottom of the first. We're already up 2-0. A base hit would have extended their lead, and instead they strand those runners. Bieber gets into a little bit of a flow, and then the offense wakes up for the first time all series for Toronto. They were able to get to George Kirby. They did an in-game interview with Toronto's manager, and they talked about how they were sitting on those fastballs early in counts and really didn't want Kirby to get too deep into the weeds with the secondary, so they were attacking early when they felt like they could get pitches to drive, and it paid off for Toronto to the tune of a 13-4 victory. So shout out to the Blue Jays for making the ALCS a little bit more entertaining. Let's hope the Brew Crew can do the same tonight, John, and get a game back out in Los Angeles, because nobody wants a sweep. I don't even know if Dodgers fans want a sweep, right? I mean, it's got to be boring at some point to just never lose in the playoffs. Dodgers have still not lost a game in this year's playoffs, John, as unbelievable as that is.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Absolutely wild. I want to read in here. This is a really cool text we just got in from Texter 6094. I would venture to say that nowhere else in this country would a community come together like this. This is absolutely amazing. As Texter 6094, I 100% agree with you. I've lived in various parts of the Southeast, and I don't remember ever seeing a community that comes together and rallies like this. You know, we've seen this now with 11 years of Tigers for Tatas, but, you know, to the Texter's point, you go back to a little over a year ago when the hurricane came through and the way that this community rallied and responded and supported each other. This is... I appreciate 6094 for getting in and saying that, because this is a special place. This is a special part of this country, and a bunch of special people around here.
Yeah, very, very special, and the way that the community kind of continues to respond for us here on our Day of Giving is very appreciated. Any donations today will obviously give you a shout-out on air as well, and we appreciate wholeheartedly trying to get at least 100 people to give $34.31 today, or participating in our $11 or $20 challenges as well. But any amount of money, folks, as much as you give compelled or feel compelled to give, as little as you feel compelled to give, any amount is going to count, and we will give you a shout out here, and it's going to a great cause on our Day of Giving for Tigers for Tatas. So again, T4T to 53555 on our Day of Giving.
Can I give you some numbers as to why it's so important that we donate and we raise some money here today?
Absolutely.
About 1 in 8 women in the United States will develop invasive breast cancer over the course of her lifetime. With the exception of skin cancer, breast cancer is the most common cancer in an American woman. But that's a problem. We need to fight this. Approximately 50% of women diagnosed have a family history of breast cancer, and those with a first degree relative with breast cancer are twice as likely to develop it themselves. Women who receive regular screenings for breast cancer have a 26% lower breast cancer death rate than women who do not receive the screenings. The early detection is what matters, folks, and all this money is coming in is paying for these mammograms so we can have the early detection to fight this.
Yeah.
So please just know that you're going to hear a lot about it today. We're going to give you stories. We're going to give you testimonies. We're going to give you – but know that this is – we're here to save lives.
Yeah.
And all this money goes to is saving lives. So I would just encourage everyone to continue T4T to 53555 and get in all day long.
Yes, absolutely. Continue to give T4T to 53555 here on our Day of Giving. And we're about to take our first break on the program. We're going to come back on the other side and give you some more information about our Day of Giving here on The Roar. Talk a little bit more about the great event we've got going on here at the Whataburger of Easley. You can stop by and see us on Calhoun Memorial Highway. We've got coffee for you. We've got wristbands for you. We've got tumblers for you. We've got T-shirts. We've got hats. I sound like Oprah at this point, but it's the truth. Get out here and support Tigers for Tatas. Get yourself some merchandise. Support the cause. us. John and I would love to shake your hand as well and meet some of you guys face-to-face. And again, it's our day of giving on the text line. We'd love to get those $34.31 donations started at T4T to 53555 for a great cause. First break of the program here with Faxon and John. Stick with us right here on The Roar.
Hello, Medicare recipients and Roar listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Have you received a service area reduction letter telling you that your plan is going out at the end of 2025? We can help. Are your prescription drug costs too high and you don't know which way to turn? We can help. Do you have a so-called agent already who you can't get in touch with? We can help. Are you just cotton picking tired of having to make the choices and fight the battles by yourself? We can help. We are independent Medicare insurance agents who sell and service the big seven companies and all of their plans. We do not have a dog in the hunt and will change you anytime that you have a right to change and a need to change. Additionally, all of our help comes at no charge to you. Give us a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. We are truly in this together.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
This October 31st, let the memories flow with Dina Carter, Strawberry Wine, live at the Wahala Performing Arts Center. With her signature blend of country charm and heartfelt storytelling, Dina brings the hits that defined a generation. From Did I Shave My Legs For This? To the timeless Strawberry Wine. It's a night of music, memories, and magic you won't want to miss. Tickets available now at WahalaPAC.com. That's WahalaPAC.com.
You can count on Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air for HVAC repairs, installations, replacements, and maintenance. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. They will give you upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. If that's not enough, they offer flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. Proudly serving the upstate in the bold white and blue trucks, visit acehomeco.com today.
Fall means football. Tailgates and Clemson Tigers. Make the Tiger Sports Shop your first stop before kickoff with the latest Clemson gear, from cozy fall hoodies to the latest Nike sideline gear. We've got everything you need to show your Tiger pride. Shop in store at either one of our two convenient Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or skip the line and order online at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, where Clemson fans make Tiger Sports Shop their game day headquarters. Everything Clemson all day, every day.
If you are a business owner, the integrity of your roof is probably the last thing on your mind. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists are here to alleviate that burden with a free, no-obligation roof inspection for your business. Their team checks your roof for leaks, draining issues, missing shingles, storm damage, to avoid costly issues in the future. Call Adams & Co. today for all of your commercial roofing needs at 864-260-0080. That's 260-0080.
What's up, everybody? Sam Jones here. Join Nick Costello and me live this Friday night on the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Ingles. This week, we're at Seneca High School, where the 7-1 Bobcats take on the 4-4 Greer Yellow Jackets. You can listen in live to our pregame show at 7 and kickoff at 7:30 live here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
strong industries build strong communities. For over 35 years, Industrial Motor Service has kept the upstate's factories, farms, and utilities running, powering everything from clean water to packaged goods to everyday essentials. Trusted by the region's leading manufacturers, IMS repairs and replaces critical equipment. Motors, pumps, and gearboxes of every size. Because when the industry thrives, our community thrives. IMS, keeping the upstate moving. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to The Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download The Roar app on your phone by searching WCCP-FM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Back in, everybody. The Thursday edition of Facts on Sports with Facts and Childress and John Hite continues right here on 105.5, 97.5 The Roar. Before we hop back into the action, I want to tell you about our friends at Carolina Top Dressing. Carolina Top Dressing is the place to be for all your lawn needs. You can go to carolinatopdressing.com. That's what I would suggest. Not only can you get a free quote, but you're going to be able to see it with your own two eyes. If you're a visual person, get to carolinatopdressing.com. Check out some of the great work they've done, not only in the community, but for everybody's lawn here in the upstate. This is the go-to. Aeration, overseeding, top dressing, dethatching, turf painting, and more. Soil conditioning as well. They offer a special soil conditioner program that is designed to help break down compaction from red clay soil that is prevalent here in the upstate of South Carolina. We all know that pesky red clay. If you want solutions, go with the folks at Carolina Top Dressing, carolinatopdressing.com for a free quote.
All right, so during that commercial break, a lot of y'all were feeling very generous, so I'm going to run through some shout-outs here right now. I want to thank Spencer for getting and making a donation. He said, my mom passed of breast cancer in 1986 at the age of 41. These types of screenings could have saved her. Spencer from Virginia. Spencer, thank you so much, and so sorry for your loss. Addie got in with a big donation. Thank you, Addie, getting in. Jared getting in with another big donation as well. He says, God bless to all the cancer victims out there. Harry got in during the break with one of our 34-31 donations there. Barbara got in during the break as well. We have Mitchell, Master Trooper, Mitchell Ridgeway from the Tiger Tailgate Show, Facts.
That's my
guy.
And if
you want, that is your guy. You guys will be talking together on Saturday as we do a little Tiger Tailgate Show at 12:30.
Yes.
12:30, that's correct. I always have to give myself a pop quiz to make sure I'm starting the game at the right time. I want to give a shout-out to Thomas who got in during the break. He said, glad to donate to a great cause. God bless the survivors and to honor those who didn't. Thank you very much for your donation. I want to give a shout out to Michael who got in as well with a very big donation in honor of Diane and Donna. Thank you so much for that. And James getting in this morning with another massive donation in honor of the women in his family. Y'all are incredible. This cause continues to overwhelm me and honestly leave me at a loss for words, like I said in the first segment, which isn't good in a talk radio format, but incredible generosity, incredible giving, and we are just getting started here.
Yeah, we really are just getting started. And again, like as if on cue, we just had James get in with another big donation. James, thank you so much, man. And John, I'm going to give you the chance here to kind of give some of your story and why this is personal. I'll do the same here because this is something that's very personal to our program, and John kind of alluded to it earlier. Both of our mothers are breast cancer survivors. Both of us had that kind of when we were still growing up and still trying to figure out life and such. So, John, I'm going to give you the floor here to give your testimony and your story with this.
Nick, you may have to send us to a break early if I get emotional here. So I want to take you back to the year you were very, very young, 2003. I was a sophomore in high school, and I had just left the Lowcountry to go to military boarding school up in the central part of the state of Virginia. I was 9 hours away from home. I did not know anyone up there, was very, you know, isolated and left alone. And so, like, at a military school like that, like, you don't get a lot of chances to leave campus. You don't get a lot of chances to see your family. And this would have been, I think, the second weekend in the fall, late October, that I would have been able to see my family. And I was excited because both my parents were going to be coming up. And if I remember correctly, I think we were going to go to like Washington, D.C. or something like that in the Virginia area and go like make a trip out of it. And so I remember that it used to be Friday at noon that we would let us out of classes. and your parents would be lined up like on the main square circle of campus, and you could go run and jump in the car and get out of there, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting there all week, all morning, counting down the moments till I can walk out of that building, and my parents were going to be there, and we were going to have like this great weekend. And so I remember I walk out of class, and I'll never forget as long as I live, my dad's standing there in this patch of grass holding our dog, and it was just him. And I'm sitting there like, Dad, where's Mom? What happened to all the plans? And we don't even make it a mile down the road before he had to tell me that my mom had just been diagnosed with breast cancer. You want to talk about a gut punch at 15, and I can't even go home yet. I can't even, you know, see, hug my mom, you know, try to comfort her. And was able to get home about a month later for Thanksgiving, first time I got to see her. And thankfully, it was early detection. Early detection, you know, 20 years ago now. And she was able to fight the fight, beat it. Eradicate has been cancer-free now for over 20 years, and was clear that following summer. So there are, you know, that was a tough Christmas, a tough Easter, a tough season. But, you know, looking back on it now, I'm so grateful that my mother was able to fight the fight and beat it, because, you know, now they have retired here at the Upstate, and they get to spend daily time with my daughter. And it's pretty cool, man. It's pretty cool. So I just, you know, I haven't really laid that story out a ton over the years, but that's just, you know, I think about this cause and what we're doing, and I just think back to that October Friday afternoon at what a gut punch I felt, but then also what a relief we felt that following summer when my mother beat cancer. So thank you for letting me take a couple of minutes here and kind of lay out that story and that chapter that we went through.
Absolutely. T4T to 53555 on our day of giving. And John, it's inspirational stuff. It's moving stuff. And just to be blunt, like, your daughter has a grandmother because of early detection.
Yep.
And she's still here with us because of early detection. So every dollar that you guys give here at 53555 when you text T4T in, you've got a great chance at saving a life. We talk about the 1 in 8 women. It was my mom. It was John's mom. It can be your mom. It can be your grandma. And we don't say that to scare you, but it's the reality of the situation. And when you get ahead of these things, it is undeniably the most effective way to get that treatment and to get back to where you want to be and getting to be cancer free. So that's the importance of these mammographies, these mammograms, and supporting this. Getting in with the early detection is the best way to save lives. It saves John's mom's life. It saved my mom's life as well. So appreciative of all the generosity here. T4T to 53555. You guys are doing an absolutely phenomenal job supporting the campaign thus far, and just overwhelmingly humbled and blessed to have such a great base of listeners that continue to give, John, right? Like, we do it every year, and people still understand the importance here in year number 11. And partnered with the foundation, and you hear some of these numbers and what the money is going to from Dabo and Kathleen in every media availability session they do giving information, and you talk about Miss Kat, right? Like, I've been sitting, my mom sat next to Miss Kat pretty much her whole life with Clemson games, and seeing her and just what that means to her personally and means to the Sweeneys personally, that's some of the most moving stuff you'll get right there.
Absolutely.
And that humanizes you real quick too, because I think people see Dabo Sweeney and it's like, oh, he's the national champion head coach. That guy's bleeding red just like you and I are. And at the end of the day, things are going to affect him, and he's not above anything, right?
Right.
He's a human being just like we all are. So keep getting in on our day to give. T4T to 53555, and super appreciative of the response thus far. And thank you, John, for being vulnerable and giving your story. I'll give mine as well at some point throughout the course of the program today. Very personal here for our program with Facts on Sports. All right, let's hop back into a little bit of sports discourse before our next break. And we remind you, we're out here at the Whataburger of Easley. You can stop by and see us. If you want to meet the official Sam Jones, he's in the building too. I know we got a big celebrity sighting in here with Sam, so stop by and see Sam. But in all seriousness, we've got a bundle for y'all, $100 bundle. I think that's the best value on the menu, if you will, John. You get yourself two shirts, you get yourself two wristbands and a hat for $100. Our hats are $30. I'm wearing one of them right now. I got mine on, John's
same
got
here.
His on. We paid our $30, and we've got great hats and are looking stylish as a result. We've got our station shirts, we've got our Tigers for Tata's baseball shirts. Both of those are $30. Three-pack of wristbands, $25. All-in blend coffee, $25, and a wristband for $10. And of course, we remind you, 100% of those proceeds go to Dabo's All-In team, raising funds for breast cancer research here in the Upstate. So get out to Whataburger here in Easley. We'd love to shake your hand and meet you face-to-face and get yourself some merchandise to show for it as well, John.
Well, and if those who are going to be at the stadium on Saturday who are going to the game and you know, there will be availability to get these Tigers for Tatas merch on game day out with the Tiger pregame show. But if you don't want to make your way to Little John, if you want to stay, you know, comfy at your tailgate and not foot it all over campus, you can come by and see us at any of our remotes today and get you your gear ready for the game on Saturday.
Yes. And I mean, listen, I can't speak to who all I'm going to see prior to the game this upcoming Saturday. I will make sure I come find every single person wearing a Tigers for Tata shirt. I'll be in the corner of the west end zone 2 hours leading up to the game after the gates open with the Tiger tailgate show. Come by. We have breaks every 7 minutes. I wait the 7 minutes, and I will come shake your hand if you're wearing a Tigers for Tata shirt. I'd love to see it. I'd love to take a picture with y'all. Support the foundation and support the cause. You guys are killing it thus far.
I want to give a shout-out to Heather, who just got in and made a donation. So proud of you all with this amazing work you were doing to raise funds for this charity. This donation is in honor of all survivors, those who are fighting now, and those who will fight in the future. Also, a very special shout-out to my own mom and Sam's grandma, who is not only a survivor but currently surviving, fighting her second battle. She is a warrior. Thank you for your kind donation, Heather, and thank you for raising Sam to be such a nice young man.
Yes, Sam, Miss Heather, shout-out to Miss Heather. And, man, something about Miss Heather, I'll give a little bit of a personal story right here. That's just a great family. That's just a great woman. Like, I moved in high school. I stayed in touch with Sam and was able to kind of literally go live with him for a summer. One summer is what it felt like. So every summer after moving in high school, I'd go back down to Georgia, and I would stay with Miss Heather, and she was just always so welcoming of me, welcoming of my family as well. So just super appreciative for them, and great family, great kid we got here in the official Sam Jones in the building too, with a celebrity on site. But thank you so much to Miss Heather for the donation. It's very, very appreciated. And we're about to take a quick break, John, but before we do take a quick break, I want to continue to reemphasize Day of Giving. T4T to 53555. We got a couple different challenges going on, including that $34.31 challenge. We've got three or four people that have got in with that $34.31 quota, and very appreciative of the folks that are continuing to get in with us. We're going to take an early break here on the show. We're going to come back to some more sports discourse, start to dive into our pick 'em picks. I still haven't submitted. I'm going to tell on myself. This is the only time this year that I've been right up against the deadline, so definitely going to have to get my picks in. We'll walk through all of that and more on our Day of Giving. If you want to be generous again, a ton of people got in during the break last time. T4T to 53555, hoping for some more names to pop up on our program here during the break with those $34.31 donations. Quick break here with Vaxson and John.
The Tigers return home to face the SMU Mustangs, and we've got you covered with all the action starting 6 hours before kick at 9:30 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show live inside Burton Gallery. The Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and his crew will take over at 12:30. Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the action, and Donnell Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, it's right here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson athletics, where every day is game day.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Your family will delight in the locally sourced beef and other foods from A&PM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their stores. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to A&PM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos in Travelers Rest. Online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. And select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
Turn on the fun and see where the light takes you. Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery is easy to play with tons of chances to win. Pick a number from 1 to 15, and you could win up to $2,500, or play all 15 numbers, and you're guaranteed to win. So let the good times glow with Cash Pop, the light of the party. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judsonville District in Greenville or online at blockhaven.com. Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
Clemson country, college football fans, this is your show, and this is The Roar.
Welcome you back in, everybody. Facts on Sports with Facts and Childress and John Haidt continues here on 105.5 97.5 The Roar. We remind you, we are live from the Whataburger out here at Easley. Calhoun Memorial Highway, you can't miss us. We're right down the main road here in Easley. We got T-shirts. We got a bundle, which I'm still thinking is the best value on the menu as I'm trying to do math internally in my head in real time, but that is the best value. I do
We're
think
having
that's
to do a
good
lot
bundle.
Of math here yeah. today. A lot of math.
This is exactly why I went comms in college, and I didn't think I was going to have to apply the math for a broadcasting job, but then here we are doing math on the airwaves. So. Yeah,
I'm looking at some of that methodical coffee, and I think a tin of that needs to come home. We're running a little low on coffee at the Height House, so that may be coming home. Real quick during the break, I want to give a shout-out to Chad the Mailman, who got in and made a big donation in honor of his mother, who passed from breast cancer in 1979. Chad, thank you so much. And, you know, I think we have figured out the way for me to give positive Bears metrics. If Chad donates to charity. If Chad donates to charity, then I'll talk positively about his team.
So Caleb Williams is a great quarterback?
Caleb Williams is the best second-year quarterback the league has to offer right now. I think Ben Johnson is calling an incredible game. Roma Dunze is just – being like the next level guy. Like I'm loving what Chicago's doing
Man,
right now.
Shout out to DJ Moore too. Great
Absolutely, yeah. Shout out DJ Moore. They are going to destroy the New Orleans Saints this weekend in the battle of former Oklahoma quarterbacks.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely not going to get my actual pick on that game because it might not fare well for Chad. Anyways, 654 is the number if you want
to
get.
We're trying to be nice to Chad today. All right.
We are. I couldn't help myself.
We can go back to our normal stance tomorrow.
We'll go back to our regularly scheduled metrics tomorrow. But yes, T4T to 53555 if y'all would like to get in and donate. You guys have been incredible here in hour number one thus far. And keep those flowing in for Tigers for Tatas. Texter gets in and Chad the Mailman says, awesome metrics, even if I had to pay for it. So, yeah, we absolutely love to see that. Giving the Chicago Bears a little bit of love. Bears are getting better, man.
Oh, they are getting so much better. It's unbelievable how much better they are getting. They are just a rocket ship on the way to stardom right now. Go ahead and win the North.
It's the 85 Bears reincarnated as long as Chad keeps
I would take this Bears team to beat the 85 Bears team by 10 right now the way that they're playing. Absolutely.
Absolutely the case. All right. 654 Roar is the number. I got to tell on myself a little bit. I'm probably about an hour away from a Ben Milstead email from upper management saying, where are your picks? You need to get in your
You're getting
picks.
Close, yeah.
The deadline's at 1 p.m. I've submitted.
He's going to be at Nick Lavery Law Firm in Clemson today.
He is.
You do need to get those in before he has
he
to
is.
Get on the road.
And maybe I'll have to risk getting legal representation if I don't get him in on time. Who knows out there, Nick Lavery Law, with what he'll be up to. But in all seriousness, I don't know what to do on half of the board, which is why I have not submitted my selections for this week. I think a lot of these lines are very trappy. I think a lot of these lines are very close. So maybe some of you guys can help me process this in real time and work this out in real time. I do know one pick I'm pretty confident in, and that's Miami minus 13.5, which is to start out our contest. But I do want to gear this more towards some SEC football. I'm putting on my Greg Sankey cap. This game right here has a lot of intrigue to me, but I'm also very confused. I have no idea what in the world to do with LSU at Vanderbilt. With Vanderbilt being a 2.5-point favorite, Vegas is essentially telling you this is a pick 'em on a neutral field. I think Vanderbilt's a really quality football team. They had a couple really unlucky red zone turnovers against Alabama, and then Alexander got hurt and had to miss a portion of the game. LSU's defense is elite. Their offense has struggled. This is going to be a difficult one to see who becomes the victor, John, and I don't know what to do with this game. I have LSU in the email drafted. I'm thinking about switching to Vanderbilt. And Pavia, talk me out of it.
I'm trying to pull up my picks right now after I sent those in earlier this morning. I took Vanderbilt here. I think this is going to be a sleepy noon game for LSU. Their offense is not explosive. And I think Vanderbilt, the way that they can run the football, the way that they will punch you in the line of scrimmage, because I also think that Vanderbilt's lines are better than LSU's right now.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I think that the Vanderbilt defensive line has an advantage in this game against the LSU offensive front. They have been underwhelming this year, especially with some of the billing that they have had. I think if this game was in Baton Rouge, would not feel the same way about this pick. But has LSU played a game while the sun's been up this season? Has every game they have played been at night?
Yeah, it feels like this is like the Buffalo Bills home game clause where it feels like every game they play is in Buffalo.
Right, so it just... I think that you have a chance for a sleepy noon start here against a team that is going to be so fired up for you to walk into their building. I like Vanderbilt, man. I think right now they're operating as a better team. LSU is more talented than Vanderbilt. I think we all would acknowledge that.
Yeah.
But Vanderbilt's playing as a better team right now. That's why I went with the Commodores.
Clark Lay's done a really fantastic job up there in Nashville. They've got NIL money. They've got buy-in. They've got support. Obviously, they were doing the stadium renovations, and they're going to have something that looks absolutely great when all of that is completed. So excited, to say the least, for Vanderbilt football going forward. And I just don't really know.
Oh, that's right. Ole Miss was a noon game. Thank you, Texter. I appreciate that. I just feel like every game has been at night for LSU.
Yeah, it feels like they are under the lights. They did lose.
I think that was a 3:30 or mid-afternoon game, something like that.
With Trinidad Shambliss,
thank you, Texter.
Getting the job. Yes. 24-19 final, something like that.
Yes.
But it does feel like LSU's been under the lights a lot. Like, I was surprised to see that South Carolina game get prime time personally. I'm excited for this opportunity for LSU, though. I think I'll say this. We've used the word getting answers and the phrase getting answers this week a lot for Clemson because I think this is a big test this upcoming weekend to find out, you know, is Clemson Jekyll or is Clemson Hyde? Has this been a product of weak competition the last couple of weeks, or is Clemson legitimately as good as we build them to be in the preseason and just underperformed through four games because they were in a funk? I think a lot of those questions can also be applied to this LSU team. And yes, I know the record is better, and they beat Clemson head-to-head, you know, at the very end of the game there, but they haven't been overly impressive in any of their wins thus far against P4 competition.
No,
even against La Tech, they only put up 23 points, 20 on Florida, 20 on South Carolina, 19 on Ole Miss.
You put up 20 on Florida, and they threw you 5 interceptions.
Yes.
And
you had a
so
defensive touchdown. You only had 13 points of offense off of 5 turnovers.
And in that moment, I can't believe I'm going to say this, I actually kind of understand where Brian Kelly was coming from at that reporter where he's like, you know, we won the game. What more do you want from us? We won the game. And I think that's the right sentiment to have right after a game. But when we're sitting here in the middle part of October, and I know Bengal John got on the other day with, like, lists of questions about our program and how are we going to get off the mat against SMU, I have a lot of the same questions for Bengal John and LSU here in this spot.
Yeah.
Like, I think Vanderbilt coming off of a bye week, sitting around thinking about what happened with that Alabama game, with you coming to town, I think you're going to run into a very, very motivated Vanderbilt team here.
And I think schematically as well, the way that Vanderbilt likes to play and the way that they call a game and call offense, it's very oriented towards pulling an upset, and it's very oriented towards time of possession and ball control. Pavia does a phenomenal job in the veer and shoot offense, kind of being the head of the snake in the RPO game. I'm leaning more towards Vanderbilt, you know, as the week progresses. I can still be talked out of it with a couple hours left here in the program to get my picks in. John, we've got somebody on the phone lines.
Yes, absolutely. We got Gervonta hopping in on the phones. Gervonta, how you doing this morning?
How y'all doing?
Doing well. Appreciate you getting in, Gervonta.
I'm doing okay. I just want to give you a couple of my picks for this week and just tell me what you think. I'm going to go through them real quick. Georgia Tech plus 1.5.
Okay. I'm leaning towards Duke in that one, in all honesty, but I think that's one that's going down to the wire. And Georgia Tech's a better football team on paper, so I don't hate that. They can run the ball really well. Duke's going to have to stop the run and be physical if they want to beat Georgia Tech, because Georgia Tech's not going to deviate from what they do.
Right.
Michigan 6.5.
I like that one. I like that one a lot.
Oklahoma 5.5.
That's interesting. I think Oklahoma's going to cover that number. I'm a little bit worried about Mateer's hand. He didn't look super comfortable last week, but if he's made more progression throughout the course of this past week and he's more comfortable gripping the football, pushing the football down the field, Oklahoma is more than 6 points better than South Carolina. We all know that. It's just how healthy is their quarterback.
South Carolina just fired an offensive line coach, and that Oklahoma front's coming into town.
Yeah, that had 10 sacks
Boomer
on
Sooner.
Auburn. Boomer Sooner.
Alabama 7.5.
I like that. I like the Crimson Tide, man. I think Ty Simpson's a good player. I think that Grubb and DeBoer have this offense within their identity right now, and I think Alabama's rolling right now. Are they the hottest team in the country given the quality of their wins in this 5-game win streak?
One of the hook would worry me there, Gervonta, because I do think that Tennessee, with the offense that they do have, I think they could sneak back into this thing and only lose by 7. But I don't hate the play. The hook would worry
me. I'm going to give you these last three and jump off. I don't want to hold you too long. USC plus 9.5. Yeah, I just talked about this one. I took LSU plus 2.5 and Ole Miss and Athens Saturday between the hedges plus 7.5. Thank y'all for letting me on. Go Tigers.
Yeah, I appreciate you checking in with us, Gervonta. 654 ROAR is the number if you'd like to check in. So I've got thoughts on all those games. Where would you like to start as Gervonta kind of laid out the slate for us? Do we want to wrap back to that GT Duke game that's getting a lot of intrigue?
I was actually thinking, what are we playing Notre Dame Southern Cal in the contest? Because I don't remember.
We are playing.
Is it 7.5?
8.5.
8.5, okay. And he's taking it at 9.5. At 9.5, I would lean SC to cover that, but I feel like Notre Dame's going to win this game.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to win it by a touchdown more. I took Notre Dame in the contest. My picks were already in. I just feel that Lincoln Riley is great on the West Coast in Pacific Coast time where they don't have to travel. They have not been good going crossing time zones, and not many teams have, but the amount of times they have to do it is something to factor here. I like Notre Dame because this game is at home. However, if Southern Cal wins this game, they may not lose the rest of the way. I think this is the season for Southern Cal. If you were going to try to make a run at the playoff and all of those things, this is as must-win can be, because then I think it sheds a narrative that you the thing that I'm worried about, that you can't play east of the Rockies.
Yeah.
And so I like Notre Dame because of the number, but I think if you get to too many points, like I don't love the Notre Dame offense a ton, especially in the passing game. I think 9.5, I would lean SC, but when we took it at 8.5, I took Notre Dame.
I don't think I've had an opinion change more on a team this year than Notre Dame and a player than C.J. Carr. I think that I've done a complete 180 on my evaluation of this football team and my evaluation of what I believe him to be as a quarterback. I went back and I watched some tape the other day and just tried to go back from the drawing board and see where is C.J. Carr at the midway point this season and where was he at in game one. And in the second half of the Miami game, it was almost like something just clicked for him mentally, mm-hmm. and he started ripping the football on everyone because he's been phenomenal as of late. And we know that the run game is going to steal the show, right, with Love and with Price, and that's the identity and the bread and butter of this Notre Dame football team. But I said it last week, I can't see a scenario in which Notre Dame's not in the college football playoff. I think they're going to win all six of their games remaining fairly comfortably, including USC this weekend. I think that they're going to get the brand bump. I think that they're going to get the helmet bump. They don't have to play in a conference championship game, which is going to add another L to a lot of resumes during that week where Notre Dame gets to sit at home, they get to rest, they get to fuel up, and they get to prepare for postseason play. And after this USC game, you talk about the season being on the line for Southern Cal potentially, which I don't disagree with. Notre Dame is Boston College, Navy, Pittsburgh, Syracuse, and Stanford the rest of the way. The best team there is Cuse. They have a backup quarterback. The second best team there is Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh's on a first-year starting quarterback that started the year as QB2 on the depth chart. He does look better than Holstein in all fairness, but as of right now, I think that Notre Dame is kind of a sleeping giant that a lot of people said, they lost their first two, let's push them to the side. Folks, Miami's the number two team in the country right now. They lost by three on a game-winning drive. Texas A&M is the number six team in the country right now. Marcel Reed threw a miracle prayer jump ball as time expired. If they would have just won one of those games, the narrative on this team is that this is a contender.
I got to say, though, you saying that Notre Dame is a sleeping giant is almost as funny as saying that the New York Yankees are not a winning franchise. Like, that's a tough one for me to process hearing sleeping giant Notre Dame. Maybe that narrative could have been around during the Ty Willingham days, but I think under Marcus Freeman, they're not a sleeping giant. I think you just have to acknowledge that their first two games, they lost to two of the top six teams in the country.
Yeah. I think a lot of people saw the two L's next
to fashion.
Exactly. Like, a lot of people, and what I meant by sleeping giant, and maybe it wasn't the right way to frame it, but a lot of people just discounted this team and put them to the side after they read 0-2. Like,
sure.
People were complaining that they were still in the AP poll. They're like, why are, and listen, I'll be the first guy on planet Earth to jump to the Notre Dame's getting the benefit of the doubt card. They weren't getting the benefit of the doubt with the AP poll. They're a top 25 team in the country. Heck, I think they might be a top 5 team in the country in South Bend. Marcus Freeman's got a really good and physical group, and you also have to account for the fact, John, the first two career starts for their QB1 was against two of the best defenses in the country as well in Miami and Texas A&M.
With an offensive line that is missing some pieces and is still trying to figure it out. No, absolutely. If anything, you're just making me feel better and better about my Notre Dame pick right now.
I'm on Notre Dame, and that's one of my only confident picks on this entire slate, to be honest. I'm with you on the Lincoln travel element, and I also think there's something to be said about the physicality that they play with at home versus on the road.
Right.
I just think it's a little bit of like they need to get hit to wake up, and this is a scenario where Jeremiah Love's going to be running into the end zone, and you're down 7-0 in front of a hostile crowd before you can wake up. I don't like USC's chances in this one, in all honesty. Texter gets in and says they obliterated Arkansas, who Ole Miss and Tennessee barely beat. That is also true. That was a really impressive showing. But again, transitive property can get weird. Arkansas fired their coach after that, and they've got the interim coach bump right now.
Right.
So it's a little bit of weird with the context there, in my opinion.
Yeah, transitive property is a little difficult to do in the middle of October.
Yeah, it is. And we're at the midway point right now, which is still just not – it feels like there's not enough information on a lot of these teams to feel confident, and it feels like there's like a three-team hierarchy that are definitively above everybody else right now, mm-hmm. being Miami, Ohio State, and Indiana, no matter what order you want to cut that with. So definitely a lot of intrigue on the horizon as we get closer and closer to playoff play.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But really, I'm just, you know, the playoff picture is starting to round into form. I'm just glad we have a great slate of football starting.
Yes.
Well, we're quite frankly starting tonight, at least for my own personal fandom.
Yeah, absolutely. And Texter gets in and says, do you think Clemson can fight back against SMU, or is a fast start essential to a Clemson victory? Ooh, that's a pretty good question.
Ooh, I like that.
On the Clemson front. I would say that I would say it's possible for Clemson to fight back in this game against SMU just because SMU struggles to run the ball offensively and play keep away.
Right.
And that's kind of where Clemson's gotten themselves into some trouble. But then again, like, it's hard to project confidence in that when Clemson has not showcased against a P4 opponent that they can come from behind and win. So my answer would be, I think so. I need the guys to go out there and prove that they can do it to be confident in my selection.
I'm in full agreement with you there. And I guess, define a fast start. Like, is SMU scoring two touchdowns on their first two drives, or are they scoring one out of their first three while Clemson just kind of figures it out offensively? A little bit of context there would help me answer the question better, but I do like the question. I think it would be better if you just – we talked about this yesterday. Win the toss, take the ball to start the game, go drive down the field and score.
Go drive down the field and score.
Be the aggressor at this spot at home. You know, you've heard all the – you heard Sammy Brown out there saying we want to bring the death back in Death Valley, and Coach Sweeney was not shy about the home record, what has been of late. I would like to get the ball early. I would like to try to score as soon as possible to wake this crowd up. Because as we saw in the month of September, fair or not, when the offense wasn't clicking early, the Valley was not loud.
Yes, that's very, very true. And you need to keep the crowd in it. You need to keep the crowd engaged. And
we need to wake the crowd up and get going.
Yeah, that's a big element of it. And also, like, look at guys like Cade and look at guys like Wesco and TJ and how those guys feed off the crowd.
Yep.
That's something that's absolutely huge for this football team, this offense, and their confidence level headed into this one. All right, hour number one of the program is wrapped up. Live from the Whataburger in Easley, during the break, would love to get some more $34, 31-cent donations, T4T to 53555 on our Day of Giving right here on The Roar.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the